A financial company that sold high-fee mutual funds to soldiers has agreed to pay $12 million to settle charges that it used misleading sales information when it sold the funds. First Command Financial Planning Incorporated of Fort Worth, Texas, must pay restitution to thousands of customers who purchased so-called systematic investment plans. Those plans in some cases required an upfront sales charge of up to 50%. Diana Henriquez has been covering the story for the New York Times, and she joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be here, Michelle.
What is the systematic investment plan, and how did it work?
Well, they're also known as contractual plans, and they've been around the mutual fund market since the 1930s, although they virtually disappeared from the civilian market by 1985. It's simply a way to make a fixed monthly investment, kind of like buying mutual funds on the installment plan. You pay the same amount every month over a 15-year period. But the catch is you pay all of the sales charges up front for that 15 years, and those sales charges consume half of your first year's investments. Now, if you stay the course over the 15 years, the effective annual sales charge obviously gets whittled down to about 3.3%. If you drop out early, though, the effective sales charge will be much higher, and even if you stay the course, the long-term impact of having lost half of your first year's contributions to fees means that your long-term gains never quite catch up with what you would have earned if you'd not had to pay that big upfront chunk.
The company was charged with using misleading sales information. How did they mislead their customers?
Well, the accusation is that they trained their sales force with scripts and sales material to exaggerate the advantages of their own products, to ignore some of the disadvantages of that product, and to distort and inaccurately portray the features of competing lower-cost investments, including the government's own thrift savings plan, a sort of 401k savings plan, and no-load mutual funds, which are available to military as well as civilian investors.
Now, we should say that the company was censured by the National Association of Securities Dealers, or NASD, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. And though the company stopped selling the plans, they said they do not regard the product as improper or unsuitable.
Yes. And they're certainly right that the product remains legal. As you may know, the House adopted a bill in October that would have abolished these plans. But similar matching action was not taken by the Senate. So right now, regulators are in the awkward position of saying you must be very, very careful how you sell these plans, but we can't stop you from selling them.
How many service members actually bought these plans?
Oh, my goodness. Over time, hundreds of thousands of them. First Command currently claims about 300,000 customers. Most of them have at least one contractual plan, and many of them have more than one.
You noted that these funds had all but disappeared from the civilian market. Why was it that they're still so popular among the military?
Well, the military marketplace, Michelle, is like another planet. It's very insular. It relies heavily on what is known as affinity marketing. The regulators noted that virtually all of First Command's sales force were retired or former military people who were going back and selling to their former comrades in arms. So there's a very high degree of trust. And military people are busy. You know, they're not sitting around in the evening thumbing through Money Magazine. There's a war on. They are isolated by their work, by their living circumstances, from much of the consumer education and information that we in the civilian marketplace kind of take for granted.
If you actually hold one of these funds and you purchased it based on this misleading information, what do you need to know right now?
The NASD has put out an investment advisory alert on its website. There's a pretty good primer about these plans, and I would certainly urge any investor who owns one to give it a read and to follow its advice.
Diana Henriquez, thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
Diana Henriquez writes for the New York Times, and you can find a link to the NASD website at our website, npr.org.